From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Listen, we are so excited to tell you that the great Dick Van Dyke will be joining us later to play Not My Job on this week's show. Very excited about that. But first, it was a weird week for all of us at NPR because of the Juan Williams controversy. You know, we became the news for a little while rather than just reporting on it. And, you know, it's not our place really to comment. But just by the way, just on the off chance that any of our bosses at NPR are listening, whenever I get on a plane and see guys in Muslim garb, I always think, that, my friend, is a handsome dishdasha. But now, whatever you're wearing, give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tim from Minneapolis.
Hey, Tim. How are things in Minneapolis? Hey. Wow. Minnesotans here, no doubt.
Shout out to the Minneapolis contingent.
You bet. You bet. You bet. So let's see. It's mid-October. Has the first snow fallen?
It's been a beautiful fall, but we are all aware of the imminence of the next season.
Yes, I know. Well, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to an alum of Second City and the Colbert Report, Mr. Peter Gross.
Hi there.
Hi, Peter.
Next, a blogger and a deputy editor for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor, right there.
Hi, Tim.
Finally, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and the host of Foodography on the Cooking Channel, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Tim.
Now, Tim, as per normal, you're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice, on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I can't wait.
All right. Now I feel like making you wait, because I'm perverse. No, let's just do it. Here we go. Here's your first quote.
Yesterday, if you were in and you were out, you were in. Today, if you're out and you're in, you're out.
That was former Senator Fred Thompson about the back and forth in court on what policy this week?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly right. Don't ask, don't tell. The U.S. law preventing gays from serving openly in the U.S. military used to be known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now it's called Mother May I. I'm gay. Can I enlist? On Tuesday of this week? Yes, you may. On Thursday? No, you may not.
The Army wants gay soldiers one day, doesn't want them the next day. I think that the Army might be bisexual.
I think the Army is just playing hard to get. Right? You can come in. No, you can.
Well, or it could be that the Army is just experimenting. It's going through a phase.
I know.
It's the Army's college.
Yeah.
The Army is a sophomore at Wellesley. Who knew? Very good. Here's your next quote.
I would love you to consider an apology sometime and some full explanation of why you did what you did with my husband. Okay, have a good day.
That was a message left in the answering machine of Professor Anita Hill, who gave her an early morning call asking for an apology.
Clarence Thomas's wife.
Indeed, Virginia Thomas. That's right. Miss Thomas has the kind of Saturday morning routine familiar to all of us. She gets up, does a half an hour of cardio, makes some coffee, calls Anita Hill and demands an apology for something that happened 20 years ago, listens to Car Talk, does the jumble. Professor Hill's accusations of sexual harassment back in 1991 did not prevent Clarence Thomas from getting on the court, where he's been delivering his conservative opinions through mime ever since. But Mrs. Thomas apparently could not let this go, it seems. Why? We don't know. Maybe she's enrolled in a kind of bizarro world 12-step program where you call out people you've wronged and ask them to apologize.
I'm not going to be ignored, Anita. I want Carl to do the outgoing message for Anita Hill. If you're calling expecting an apology, you've got the wrong number.
Some people have suggested that this is true. They've suggested this. You know, they say that this might have happened because Mrs. Thomas was on a sleep aid like Ambien that causes this kind of behavior.
Oh.
And we looked, sure enough, on the side of the Ambien bottle, it says, may cause inappropriate contact with Anita Hill. Turns out Mrs. Thomas borrowed the pills from her husband.
What if she picked up the phone and pressed redial and was like, what? Oh, my God. Well, then you better apologize because my husband didn't do anything wrong.
Here's your last quote, Tim.
The rent is too damn high.
That was a refrain spoken by one Jimmy McMillan in the New York gubernatorial debate. Mr. McMillan represents what political party?
I love this man's facial hair. The rent is too damn high party.
Exactly right. The rent is too damn high party. The New York debate featured all seven candidates in that race, including the Democrat Cuomo, the Republican Palladino, the former Madam Kristen Davis. But best of all, Jimmy McMillan, candidate of the rent is too damn high party.
And so is the candidate.
Yeah, apparently. He wore black gloves, something to do, he said, with Agent Orange, and he has a beard like an S&M Santa Claus. He believes that the rent is too damn high and that New York should raise its mountains upstate to build industrial parks.
When you're waiting, what was fun is once he said it, he started talking and you were like, oh, he's going to get to it.
Yeah.
I got to tell you one thing. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Just get to it, Jimmy. Get to it. Rent is too damn high. And I was like, yay! We did it!
The weird thing, though, is everybody agrees this was the best debate of the entire electoral season. It was great.
By far. Anytime Carl Palladino is not the craziest person on stage.
Which has never happened
before.
It's going
to be exciting.
It was just great. We think, first of all debates should have Jimmy McMillan in them, by law.
Sure.
And secondly, everybody should name their political parties after something they shout after drinking way too much. Why is the room spinning? Party.
Somebody threw up on my shirt.
Party.
In the, oh crap, I just called Anita Hill party. Carl, how did Tim do?
Tim was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Tim, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Carl.
Well done, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, and bundle up.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.